Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
That was that a jump scare for you?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I was not gonna sing that. I didn't want to do the. I almost actually sang it. There's like,
come
darling,
on, do
hold
it,
no. My hand, and then fucking.
Darling, hold
nothing
my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Fuck you with your fucking holiday. What the fuck even is a holiday? It's called a vacation, bro. Literally
not only that,
stems from the word vacation, like when a person gets banned on Steam. Vac,
nope.
The Valve
nope.
Anti-cheat, right?
Okay.
When you get banned, it's called a vacation. So it all stems from that word. You go on a vacation, like you have nothing to do. You can't play CS anymore. You go out and you go do something. All these
touch
fucking Brits, they call it holiday. Holiday, fuck you. You know what I mean?
So just to be clear, Jack, vacation. What? So Steam was created in what? 2003.
No, before that, surely.
No, it was 2003, I'm pretty sure.
When
anyway,
was Steam released? Yeah, literally, bro. Steam was invented when they, like, discovered water.
Oh, I hate Jack. I really don't like Jack
yes,
right now.
Right.
Thank you. So Valve, sorry, was made in 2003. Which means, I swear to God, if you Google some of my older bro shit.
I'm gonna Google when
yeah,
Valve
Valve for a car. Fuck out of here.
Valve was founded in 1996.
Die, but continuing past that.
No, but that's how
sure.
I knew. That's how I knew. I just knew that, like, Valve has been around, you know? It's Steam,
okay,
you're
Jack.
Right. You're right. 03, right?
Okay.
You got me there. You got me. But, you know, get it from Breaking Bad? He's like, Walter White says. You got me.
I'm gonna kill Jack. I'm killing Jack, and it's been 2 minutes exactly into the podcast.
On the podcast, you're admitting to a felony charge right now?
Fuck it, bro. Free gym,
if
free food, free
you
housing,
do realize if anything
jail.
Happens to me, you're the first suspect, right?
Yay me.
I get a scratch walking down my flight of stairs. I call
the
ops.
You're gonna go gonna call the cops, not ops, dumbass.
I call the ops, all and right. They hit your block. You're gonna
hit
be at fault, bro.
Hit my block.
They hit your block. Sorry.
It's a 12-hour drive, bro. Enjoy.
Guys, it's a little... I wouldn't say it's too early, but it's too early for us to, like, commute
yeah,
full-time.
Like
we're, like, part-time right now. Season 8, episode 2 of the Unfunny Buffery podcast. Welcome back to season 8, guys. What are we thinking of the logo? Wait, I'm only saying that because not a single person said anything. Yeah, finish your story, Steve.
Yeah, okay. So, you're saying the word vacation was brought by the vac ban bullshit.
Yes. Yes.
So people didn't take vacations before, sure, we'll go with the Valve one.
They went on break. They went on break, dude.
They went on break before 1996. No one took a vacation until after 1996.
It's called you go on break, right?
All right.
And then it became let's go on a vacation because Steam popularized the saying. But then the Brits are like, we're not going to do that, yeah? We're going to say fucking holiday.
Holiday.
And it's like,
it?
With respect, go fuck yourself because no one calls it a holiday except for you guys. Holiday is like
That's
the fair. Is like the actual day, you know?
Yeah, type shit.
The birth of Christ being Christmas is
holiday.
A holiday, not
holiday activities.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm fucking saying, dude.
Are we
bro,
locked in
quick.
Or locked out? I can't even tell. Yeah.
No, I think we're locked in. I was gonna say this. I made this like epiphany the other day because I brought up Christmas. Okay. You ever see those signs where it said like X and then dash ing ahead? It's
oh,
like
crossing ahead. Yeah.
Yes, it's like on the road. And first of all, it's like upside down. So it's like ahead Xing instead of Xing ahead. And then Xing looks like it's just shing. Looks like I'm in a fucking Chinese neighborhood in Brooklyn. You know, and I'm like, what the fuck is shing? And then I realize that it's X like crossing, so it's crossing ahead. But then it's like, yeah. Like it makes sense, I don't know. But then that made me realize when people say Xmas, they're basically saying crossmas, like cross like the Christ.
Christmas, yeah.
They're technically saying Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, don't let's not do that, dude. Are we too lazy to say
right
Christmas?
There. But a lot of people, yes, very much so. Very wildly so.
I get it. I guess while typing, sure, they'll say Merry Xmas, but it's like, I'm going to just send people thumbs down emojis if they say that.
Thumbs down. Okay, I got to
remember
about
this. We talked about this while driving, right?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. Did we bring this up last episode? About the whole thumbs down thing?
Yeah, bro. It's so gas.
Dude, I've been doing it. I've been
yeah?
doing it for weeks now. Yeah, man. I love it. This guy fucking in front of me... I should have saved for story time, but it's whatever. Fucking... Guy goes like... Okay, we're driving onto a bridge, and there's four lanes, all right? we all just kind of merge from like two different things. There's like two lanes that came from this way, two lanes that came from that way. You don't have to merge. These two and two became four, and they're going to be four all the way down over until the end of the bridge, right? But then on the left, out of nowhere, there's like a random one that pops up. So for like half the bridge, you technically have a fifth lane, right?
Okay.
But it ends. So you have to merge. And I'm seeing this guy, and this guy's like, he's all the way to the left, and he's no biggie. Like, yes, he's in front of me a little bit by like 10 feet technically, but like, I'm in the rightmost lane, my guy, right? I'm in the rightmost lane. And I'm trying to cut up. I'm trying to get past all these slow MFers, because we're doing 48 in a 45, and it's like, we can go a little faster than this, right, guys? Like, it's fucking 2 a.m.
Allegedly.
I'm just saying, it's 2 a.m. There's seven cars on this bridge. Is there any way we can go a little bit beyond 48 miles per hour on an empty highway? I don't even know why it's 45. It's just because it's a bridge and like you should be careful, you know? But like, it's fucking empty, right? Regardless, this guy comes in from the left lane and cuts every single person off. He gets right up next to me. And dude, I shit you not. The front of my car is like to the left of his. It's like right next to his back door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's still merging into me. I had to hard brake. Like, he almost pit maneuvered himself.
Yeah.
And it's like, he just, in a matter of 4 seconds, crossed four fucking lanes. Five lanes. I was pissed. I fully had to stomp on the brakes. I never do this. I don't even honk at anybody. I held my horn for 30 seconds following this guy. I turned my fucking blinds on. And then I rolled my window down and I gave him a thumbs down and held that shit for 10 seconds.
What did he say to the... He said
fucking nothing. I don't even know who it was. I just fucking... When I finally got the pocket, I went around him and went about my day. But that is the definition of the stupidest driver on the planet. Because what you're doing is irresponsible.
Stupidity. I like this. I like Angry Jack. I like Road Rage Jack.
You should have seen me in Monopoly yesterday, bro. I was livid, dude. If someone's listening who played with us in the call yesterday, they'll know. Dude, I was cooking, bro. I had all the properties and I had all the money, and then nobody landed on my fucking shit ever. Oh. I landed on everybody's fucking hotels. Everyone got rich from my money, and not a single, like, it was just the luck of the draw, you know what I mean? Like, I had the winning hand in front of me, and God was just like, yeah, no, fuck it. And then guess what? I finally said, you know what? Fuck it. I bankrupted. Like, I had China, right? I had the three properties of China. Nobody landed on China for the last...
China?
Yeah, China, like...
What the fuck Monopoly?
We play online Monopoly. I don't know. It's some bullshit website. Right. You just join. There's a bunch of different game modes, too. Yeah, you're right, though. Like, China, I guess. We have countries. That's what it is.
That's cool.
It's like you have New York... Or, sorry, like, you have the US, you have the UK. Fucking...
Canada or no?
No, Canada. Canada's...
Oh, okay. Cool.
Thumbs down for Canada.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. So, we're fighting. I had China. Like, anytime anyone lands on this shit, it'd be $1,200 in my pocket. You know? Yeah. Instead, not a single person ever landed on this shit. I kept landing on everyone's properties. I had to mortgage everything slowly, right? I died by 1,000 fucking paper cuts. And it, like, all it takes is two people to land on my shit, and I would win that game. But it didn't happen. The second I bankrupt... The two people landed on China and just claimed it. I look away for 10 seconds. I look at Discord to respond to somebody. I look back. I'm like, how the fuck do two of you guys have China? What the fuck just happened? You guys landed on China? I was pissed. You know what else, too? I kept getting fucking... whenever I did go, I kept rolling doubles. So I'd go three times in a row. So I'd like roll, I'd hit the roll button, and I'd land on three different hotels in one go. I'd lose 3K in one fucking go. And I'm like, can anybody land on my shit for once, bro? Jesus, fuck, man.
Jack's a little angry tonight. This morning.
I'm trying to top the anger of the road rage, because road rage is real life. That doesn't really matter. Monopoly is where real men are built.
I wonder what I could do to rage bait you.
I got it all out. So therefore, absolutely nothing.
Yeah. No, I was gonna get disrespectful. Let's not get disrespectful.
Don't do that. You're making me pissed now. Don't tease me.
Okay, I didn't even... Did I just rage bait him by not rage baiting him?
I let you do it. I intentionally got mad to make you feel a sense of accomplishment.
Let's go.
Guys, my birthday is past. I'm officially 5 before 30. It's funny. Yeah,
that's what I was
going to
say. You're old as fuck.
Yeah, it's funny in Russian because that's how you tell the, that's how you tell the time, you know? You can say, like, quarter to six, you know, but, like, it's kind of rare. Like, people just say, like, yeah, it's 5:45, you know, like, whatever. But in Russian, it's very, like, you never say, like, oh, it's 4:55, you know? Like, you always say it's five before something, right? So, now, like, in Russian, I could just be like, yeah, I'm five before 30, bro. It gets a laugh. It gets a laugh.
Oh, so even, wait, so, wait. If I ask your age in Russian, would I respond with actually?
That's not correct. Okay, okay. You can't really say it. That's the whole point is I'm implying like it's time. But that's why it's funny. But no, you would just say 25.
Okay, so Jack made a funny is what I'm hearing.
I made a funny, exactly.
Okay, I made a funny.
I'm a bilingual funny guy, dude. What can I say, man?
Bilingual funny guy.
Yeah.
Should've named it that, even funny in, Steven's not even funny in his main language. Like.
Well, you know. You have time to progress, right? The brain. Never mind, you clipped. I think we're done. I think 25. I think 25 is when the brain stops like evolving or something.
Yeah,
not
it
evolving,
is.
But
it
like
is.
We're
fully
we're,
formed.
We're fully formed individuals now. Whatever like bad habits and like whatever like negative things there are that people can point out about us. That's it. You know, it's just our parents to blame now.
Yeah, so I'm just fucked.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're 100% fucked. I might not be as fucked, but yeah, no, you're fucked. Because you don't even funny in your main language, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Fuck. Well, sucks to suck, I guess.
Sucks to suck. Guys, we also have ads back on the podcast again. My boy Steven is reliant upon these, so we apologize for your suffering.
What?
And thank you for your patience. Yeah, you're reliant on these ads.
So I'm just broke as shit.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that, you know, you, like, instead of the word broke, I would say...
poverty level?
Yeah, I'd say poor instead of broke.
That's debatably worse.
You know, I tend to disagree with that.
Says the one who's not, as you put it, reliant on the ads.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not reliant.
You just profit off them and then give me the scratch.
I profit off them and then I debate as to whether or not I should share the winnings with you.
W, I'm not gonna lie, straight up W, bro.
Straight up
this guy, when he says decide on whether or not to, it's a 1 second thought. Should I? Nah, maybe next week, maybe
no,
next month.
What can I say? Alpha male activities, bro.
Alpha bitch activity, bitch made activities.
All right, real quick before we get into the jokes, there's this one little.
Sorry,
TikTok.
I can't afford to listen to your jokes, bro.
Okay,
my bad. All right.
There's a, I guess it's not really an update, but there's this TikTok thing that I wanted to bring up. There's been recently, and I know you're not an American, but even you may have a correct answer. There's a debate over the four major cities in the U.S. I would love to hear what your top four major cities,
oh, like,
and we're talking
like
about, like, we're saying major cities, like, just, I don't even need to explain what that means, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not asking for your favorite bagel places, and you're like, oh, you know what? Charlestown, North Carolina's got a really nice beat. I don't give a fuck, okay? Four major cities. Let's go. Let's hear them.
Oh, so it's not even state cities. Okay. Obviously, big New York City. You
yes,
know
sir.
The, vibes.
The GOAT, yeah.
Not even trying to glaze or dick ride, but fuck it. You know, like, aside from, like...
It's an undoubtable fact, yeah.
That's a fact, yeah. Aside from, like, the tourism, me dick riding you, the bagel place that I actually genuinely think about minimum once a week, bro, I swear to God.
Yeah.
What else? All that shit, bro, literally, like, think about, like, the New York Stock Exchange, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, enough said, to be honest. So we got that. Feel like, what is it, Miami or whatever the fuck, in Florida? Or California, Florida? Like, I feel like that's a big
that's
place,
Florida,
whatever. Yeah, Washington, D.C., because obviously, like, you know, like, the capital and shit,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What, Washington, no, yeah, yeah, Washington's the city. So that's, what, three already off
that's
rip?
That's three, yeah.
I'm inclined to say something in California, but like Orlando, I guess. But that's like a huge vacation spot, I guess. But I feel like that I could be swayed on that one to something else. But
I don't mean to judge you. You're not an American, so it's fine.
I have a Canadian answer,
but objectively, I think you're wrong in many of them. First of all,
yeah.
Oh, I just felt a pain in my.
Wait, real quick. Can I get a? Sorry.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Let me give a honorable mention to Canada, though. This is really, like, this really makes no sense. This is not a big four, but this is just because I'm a Canadian, and I know other Canadians do this. Buffalo. Nothing there. You just go there, you buy your shit, you hop back across the border, save you some money.
Yeah, that's objectively an incorrect answer, but that's
fine.
Yeah,
it's incorrect, but it's just like an honorable mention because of Canada, you know?
Yeah. Okay. The only one I think you got right, with the exception of one.
Oh, okay, so we're just blatantly wrong, but
yeah, you're just wrong. Okay, cool. New York City is correct.
Thanks, man. Fuck you. Yeah.
I don't know what Orlando, California is. I don't know if that it does exist, but I don't believe that's a major city.
That's Florida.
There's
that's
an Orlando Florida. In Florida. Yeah. And that's where they have a fucking Disney World and it's humid. I wouldn't say it's a big city.
I fucked it. Hollywood. Hollywood is what I was thinking of.
Hollywood, LA. Yeah. Los Angeles. That's the second biggest city in America.
See, that's what I was thinking of. I don't know why I said Orlando.
Another one is pretty fucking close to you. I don't know how close. Technically, time-wise, it might be closer than New York, but it's still not very close to you. Yeah. Chicago, that's number three.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Objectively, has to be number three.
Why, though? Why, though?
It's a big city. It's a big metropolis. Like, it's bigger than Miami and Orlando combined.
Okay, fair enough.
The only reason I'm agreeing with you in Washington, D.C. is because it's the capital. Number four checks out. It's a big city. But technically, there is some debate as to like whether or not, you know, Philly makes the cut. Houston, Texas, maybe.
Houston, you know, I can see because of oil and shit.
Maybe Boston, you know.
Mm.
But ultimately, even Miami is debatable. But I do think Washington beats out all of those. As a city.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's just Washington feels a little bit too like soulless. It's a little politically like a lot of people that work for the government live there and you're just like, well, this is just a fucking fake city for the people that work here. Like, I don't know. If you actually live there, what do you do? It's not really like New York where there's a history of like immigrants working here and a bunch of different cultures. It's kind of like, no, this is just where headquarters is and like people live headquarters.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, I don't know how we're debating, like, is it based off purely like the vibes and shit or like what, like where people go to travel or like it, like historical and like actual like significance, like, you know,
yeah,
like the capital.
No, it's a good question, you know, like Washington, just the, in my opinion, those top three, they are like undebatable, you know.
Yeah.
But that last one, you can sort of have a play on, you know. There's something you can decide. But just as far as all the answers you gave, most of them are okay except for Orlando, and 100%, yeah, Buffalo's wrong. So go fuck yourself.
Darn.
It's just not correct, factually speaking.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah.
After glazing you, this is what I get.
Eh.
Even when I lied about it and said I wasn't glazing, we both knew deep down it was because I was
deep
glazing.
Deep down it was, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'll glaze again.
Blaziken?
Glaze again, not Blaziken the Pokemon, Blit.
Oh, man. Alrighty. Guys, let's hit it with the jokes.
Shall we?
Actually, I forgot one more update. So, guys, my birthday did pass. 5 before 30, I'm 25. I bought a 12-year-old wine for my birthday, actually. His parents are pissed, bro. I mean, fuck, dude. They did not...
What?
Like that one.
His name is Wine?
No, I bought a 12-year-old wine rather than I bought a 12-year-old wine. Wine. Wine.
Yeah, wine.
Yeah, would you say Juan?
Yeah, wait, what did you say? You bought a 12-year-old... So you bought a 12-year-old?
I bought a 12-year-old wine for my birthday. It was a joke. I gave myself a present. I bought a wine that's 12 years old so I can enjoy... You know, a fucking aged wine.
Yeah.
But instead, no, what I meant was I bought wine for a 12-year-old.
Oh, I'm retarded.
Jesus Christ, dude. Why did that take so long?
Sorry, IQ cells are also like...
His parents are pissed, man.
No, it's okay. Pour up, bro. It's cool. Yeah. My parents allegedly started saying it was okay for me to drink around that time. Obviously not excessively.
Well,
like
how
I do
old
today.
Were you when you had your first drink? I think I was actually about 12.
I think I was like 10 or 11, but it was like low-key an accident. Like we were at a wedding, and then like I just grabbed my mom's glass because I thought it was apple juice.
Oh,
it was
shit.
Not apple juice. I spit it. I spit it back in the glass.
Jesus, what was it?
But I was like, what the fuck? I was like, mom, my juice tastes weird. She's like, it's my fucking champagne.
Oh, champagne
or wine or whatever it was. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, no, then, you know, my mom was like, you want to try something else? And I was just like, yeah, fuck no. She tastes like ass. Bro, my sister was geeking, bro. She's like, don't give it to him. And then my mom's like, yo, can you just, like, settle down for a minute?
I think my first thing was just vodka, bro.
I think I was offered, no, it was just wine that I was offered. But, I mean, that it could also be a cultural thing because, you know, Russian versus Portuguese.
Yeah. No, but, like, for me, it was, like, my parents just never drank. The only reason we had, like, any form of alcohol in the house is for guests. Yeah, I never drank because it would be noticeable that, like, who drank this? Like, we don't drink this stuff.
Yeah, who drank this shit?
Yeah. And, you know, it was just, like, me and a friend were just like, yo, do you want to try it? I think we were 12. We could have been younger, but we were definitely old enough to know that it would taste like shit, you know? Just from, like, context clues of people going, like... you know, like, after drinking, I'm like, okay, I was prepared. I wasn't like, this is gonna be water, you know?
Yeah.
And then we hammered it down, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I do not like that. We had a shot, and that was it.
You know the vibes, yeah. When was the first time you actually got, like, drunk, though?
Honestly, it's hard to say I got drunk from that, but I probably felt a buzz from that one shot when I was 12. I don't know, it was probably... fucking maybe 15. I don't know, maybe younger than that. I can't picture it. I'm picturing one time where I did get drunk and I was 15. We had a bunch of beers and then drank like ramen shit.
But okay. Oh wait, you were on vacation though.
That was even later. I was 16 with the vacation. I don't know why. Rum, or it was just easy to acquire. It just so happened that I was drinking rum a lot. I haven't drank rum since then. But no, I don't know. Like, I can't picture 100%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there was a birthday where I was drunk at a movie theater. Remember that?
W. Yeah. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
There's some stories with that I regret. Like, we just went to go watch a movie and we're just, like, wreaking havoc in the back of this fucking theater. Drunk out of our minds.
Bro, I like that. Bro, I remember we once pulled out... So, the day that we got legalized in Canada... Bro, big, you know Steven, who might or might not have done it before it was legalized in Canada?
Yeah.
Bro, me and my mans were ready, bro. I pulled up with like a fucking, I don't even remember. I think I pulled up with like a quarter ounce or some shit, bro. I was like, yo, we're getting fucking demolished. And then we all just balled up OD before going to get like all you could eat sushi, bro. It was, we were definitely like loud as fuck.
Damn.
But, like, we tipped them, and we were nice, like, we were, like, polite to them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're not dickheads. But, like, when you leave the table, and then we're all just, like, to ourselves, like, obviously, yeah, we're gonna be fucking retards and shit, bro, you know?
Yeah.
It was goated, though. We were, I remember one of the guys ended up throwing up, but then, like, he came back inside. And then the lady was like, is your friend okay? And we're just like, yeah, he just, you know, he has stomach problems, whatever, we just made up some bullshit. We were clearly just fried up.
Yeah, you guys are clearly fucked, bro.
Yeah, clearly all
just fucking eyes. When, like, no one cares that someone's yakking, they're just like, nah, he'll be fine, let's buff.
Yeah, like me and one of the boys went outside, and, like, I came back inside first, and, like, the other guys were coming right back after me. They're like, oh, is your friend okay? We're like, yeah, no, he's chill. No, it's fine. It's good.
And then, he's actually better now.
All of us smelled either extraordinarily, like, fucking whatever cologne I happened to have at the time, or just straight weed.
Yeah.
If not a great, powerful combination of both.
Well, those are the stories. That's what you tell your kids, man.
Type shit. Well, I mean, you tell them when they're, like, 18 and shit.
Yeah. All right.
Yo, question though. Actually, no, wait. We need to finish the joke.
Yeah, you think you still have a joke.
We'll come back to this question. Eh?
Yeah.
All right, but so my joke is, oh god, they're so shit.
I'm gonna write down a question because you have something. So.
Yeah. What do you need to cook an alligator?
What do you need to cook an alligator?
Yeah. Or sorry, what? This shit. This joke's so shit. I just realized it's wrong.
What do you need to cook a crocodile?
You need a crock pot.
Crockpot, yeah. You really said alligator instead of crocodile, bro?
I even thought when I copied and pasted the question, like, I was going through, like, a list of questions, and I was like, I'm going to change it to crocodile because it's stupid. And then I forgot to change it.
I mean, it still makes sense. I knew it might be something to do with croc. Those two are, like, hand in hand, you know? I just said crocs, like, instead of a
Yo, fuck that website, pot. Bro.
Don't make fun of ChatGPT.com, bro.
It wasn't. It was like, an actual website.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but we FaceTimed a few days ago for my birthday, but it's been a few days since. But my girlfriend asked me to get a mustache. I wasn't thrilled with the idea, of course, but it's growing on me.
Okay. I'm moving forward. I'm moving. Shut the fuck up. I'm moving forward.
Fucking zero so, facial hair. It's a little.
It's a little itchy.
I can lick it. I don't know.
Now you made me aware of mine, and now I feel like I need to itch it.
Yep.
All right. So I'm gonna open up. You know, I found my new calling, bro. I'm gonna open up a vet for giraffes that don't feel good.
Okay.
I'm gonna call it Giraffesica Park.
I don't use that site anymore, bro. I hate whatever that was. Ew.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is so dumb, dude. Steven, why are homeless bees so rowdy?
What?
Because they miss Beehive.
Yep.
Miss Beehive. You know, miss bee. Miss.
Get out. Oh, right. I have one more question. question.
Question, bro.
That's my bad. What did the surgeon say to the patient that wanted to do his own anesthesia?
What did he say?
Knock yourself out.
I like that, actually. That was good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, listen, I told my boss the other day that I can't come into work because I'm constipated.
Okay.
He told me I was full of shit. I'm like, yeah, bro, that's the fucking point, dude. Give me a few days.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this guy gets it, bro.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. No podcast topics again this week. We have no listeners, so we're going straight to fun facts.
I got a topic. We could go back to the question.
Let's hear your question. That's right.
What age would you give your son / daughter / Steven when you take him into custody? What would you give him, alcohol and or weed?
It's a good question. I don't know. I try not to involve myself with the process because I'm thinking of the way I was raised, and I was never, I'm not saying I'm the ideal human being or anything like that, but you know, I do think that you need to discover things on your own, you know, but if you were raised time, right,
yeah.
I feel like you'll know, I'm not saying that addicts weren't raised right,
yeah,
but, you'll sort of be aware and sort of have, like, an element of guilt.
Yeah.
If you're doing something you shouldn't be doing and, like, you try it out because you're a teenager or a child that needs to fulfill curiosities, you know? Like, you have to figure stuff out. Being handed stuff might not be the solution because it wasn't a natural, like, discovery and opinion formed. It was just sort of, like, presented, especially from parents. You sort of like, if your parents give you something, it's suddenly like shit or something. Like when you're a teenager, I feel like that's the mentality, you know. I don't know. At the same time though, it's much safer than like being that's like, yeah, knock yourself out, go fucking try this shit from friends that you have no idea who we can trust and shit.
Yeah, I don't want my friend or my son getting like fucking fent weed or some shit.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm not going to judge my kids if they try stuff, but I don't want to be giving them anything. I don't want there to be an age where I'm like, yeah, knock yourself out, go try. I'm not even going to involve myself.
That's fair enough, yeah.
How about if it's a problem, I involve myself in a negatory way, start pulling 100%. Them back, but I'm not going to be playing any additional roles, you know?
Yeah, like if I find out like my son's 17, comes home with his friends to play some fucking PlayStation 18 or some shit, and like if crazy. I'm like okay, these guys are clearly fucking clapped out, I'd be like, all right, yo, it's cool, whatever. But like if I see them come over the next weekend and like every weekend they're clapped out, I'd be like, all right, hold up.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute, something ain't right. And then it's like, oh yeah, he skipped school like 3 days this week. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, then it's a problem.
Yeah, then I'd be like, all right, this ain't no, yo, Friday night, oh, yeah. We just found
then
out
then I take
did.
Out the fucking, the leather belt 2000, whatever they got out in there, and I put it on, and I take a long walk on the beach.
Oh, what the fuck?
What? Where'd you think no, I was
my
going?
Continue, my bad.
No, I'm just
this
saying.
The parenting process. No, you're good, bro, yeah. My bad.
I'm a fan of a nice belt, you know?
Yeah.
Something don't to feel hold the pants up, you know what I mean?
Okay, so how would you discipline the child, though? Like, what are we thinking?
Oh, discipline after is that a very nice different conversation. I think I use a gun, maybe?
Jesus! A pistol with the shit out the kid.
Listen, man. Sometimes discipline, you need tough love in order for things to just hit you, you know what I'm saying?
Apparently, goddamn.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's digress to fun facts here. Okay.
Yeah.
I got three. First fun fact. You know sharks predate trees?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sharks are over 400 million years old. Trees are only apparently 350 million years old. What the fuck did Earth have if there were sharks but no fucking trees? It was just like volcanic.
Water, dumbass.
Yeah, but it was water in like volcano land, bro.
Essentially.
That's crazy talk, man.
It's crazy.
And how does stuff like that, like, without trees, how do you have like grass, you know?
Who said there was grass?
But like, how do you have...
Also, there's two separate... Those are two separate things. So,
like, I get yes, it. I get I understand it. I just associate the two. And it's
yeah,
like,
it makes sense.
So what, you just had trees growing out of like volcanic ash? You know what it is for me? Grass I associated with soil. And I and trees grow in soil. You get what I'm saying? That's why I associated the two. How do you like have trees that grow but like soil doesn't exist? I guess.
I assume at that point soil would have existed.
But how, like, what the fuck even is soil? Because soil,
yeah, now I think
like,
about it, yo, that's a good
ass like millions of years of like decomposing leaves and shit like that, basically. No, like, what is soil? Soil is like loose, unconsolidated mineral and organic matter filled with microorganisms in the upper layer of the Earth's crust. Yeah, it's like matter and like. I don't even know. Still there, brother?
Yeah.
You're fucking silent.
Sorry, I thought you were still like.
No,
like,
no, I was fully like. I'm reading this, and I'm like, I think he disconnected, dude. No thoughts. No.
Hmm.
All right, I bored you to death. So let's digress to the next one.
Sorry, I ain't have no coffee today yet, bro. You gotta be my
morning
cup of
sunshine. That's actually crazy. You didn't have coffee, bro?
Yeah, I know. I was gonna do it, like, when I got my car back, and then my car's still in the shop. And like, it was so I was supposed to pick it up before the podcast. Then it got pushed because of that shit that they found or whatever.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, all right, can I just get, like, a ride back to my house? And then, you know, I'm not gonna tell the guy to stop at Tim's, you know what I'm saying? I gotta put you on to something, bro. You gotta come visit Kenda. Come visit my basement after I unlock you the second day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go. No, but like real quick, you know, we're gonna go to the Tim's.
Yeah.
What was wrong with what I said?
Nothing was wrong with what you said, yeah.
The Tim's, the ice cap is on me, brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking better be, bro.
It better be. Oh, okay.
Dude, you still owe me for the bagels I bought you, bro.
Didn't you owe me like two bagels or some shit from one of the podcasts?
Okay.
Do I actually owe you for the bagels?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, yo, that's my bad, bro. If I actually owe you for bagels,
I've been
bro, I
holding
feel so
on
bad.
To this grudge, just like
for
not,
like three
not
years,
paying you
years.
For the podcast because it's like he stole me a fucking bagel, bro.
I would feel so bad if I owed you like $20 and just never gave it to you. Yeah, just hit, come catch me, and then just throw it back to you.
Just peace the fuck out of here, bro. You're like that was sick,
come
bro.
Get it.
Pulled up to New York. He paid for all my shit, bro. All right, fun fact number two. Our phones are smarter than the rocket that brought us to the moon.
Bro, my flip phone was probably smarter than the fucking rocket that brought us to the moon.
Still, isn't that crazy, though, bro?
That's wild. That's fucking
like, what
insane.
The fuck was that shit? Propellers?
That's dead-ass bonkers.
Bonkers.
I picked it up off your last podcast.
Of course
last
you did.
Podcast?
You pick up a lot of stuff from me. I see right, what
so
I do
is
I pick things up and put them down. You pick them up, and you hang on to them for months, even after, like... Everyone's like, bro, just put it down already, dude. Like, no one says gas anymore. You're like, I'm gonna say gas because it's gas. Fucking.
I was just about to say that shit's gas, bro.
Yeah. Fun fact number three. There's a species of jellyfish that can technically live forever.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
It's called, excuse my French pronunciation here. I don't believe this is French. It looks like Latin, but. Turritopsis dohrini. It can revert back to its younger state. So basically, it's a real life like Benjamin Button in the ocean. You know, they're not immortal. Okay, they can still die to like predators, disease, and like I don't know if the water quality is shit or something like that. But due to its ability to revert to a polyp stage after reaching sexual maturity, they can potentially live indefinitely through a unique regenerative ability.
That's crazy.
And it's like, dude, I didn't know that was possible on human land on this planet,
Earth.
Dude, you know,
tight.
Like there could be aliens that walk and speak like French or something like that on different planets, and they have the same regenerative ability. And who would have thunk that, dude? Is New Zealandanese a language? What if they, like, the aliens speak New Zealandanese instead of French?
And you know what? You just said New Zealandanese instead of English.
Well, do they have their own, like, Aboriginal language there? Surely they do.
I take it back.
Yeah. I mean, you know, English is, it's not like they're, you know, it was colonized.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. You know. It's very inconsiderate of you, sir.
That's my bad.
Guys, overhyped or fire.
Oh, I'm ready for this one.
What are we thinking about this section?
Wait, do I have three or do I have two? Shit.
Yes, fucking think of another one, bro. Crazy. Is this... chat, what do we think? Is this W Eats, guys? Is this an overhyped or fire section of the podcast? Let us know in the Spotify comment section below.
Can I steal that as my third one?
Sure, why not? But I'll start. Standing desks. Overhyped or fire?
Overhyped. I'm sorry to tell you.
Not a fan?
Overhyped.
Yeah.
In certain use cases, sure. As a whole, nah, fuck that shit.
Okay, are we talking about, like, moving or permanent standing desks?
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
Both.
Listen, you have to pick between the two, because permanent, I think, is different. Permanent is a straight-up desk that is meant to be always used while standing, and that's some, like, feng shui, some bullshit, like, you know, like, this is a hipster office, and we don't sit here anymore, and it's like, all right, go fuck yourself, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I don't necessarily think standing desks are overhyped. I just don't know if they're fire, because I am an owner of a standing desk, guys, okay? So I can give an actual opinion on this. Steven don't own one, so he's, like, visualizing this stuff.
I mean, I have standing desks at my work.
Yeah, that's not the same. Not the same. Listen.
Yeah, okay.
First of all, I'm changing the height pretty often, in the sense that, like, I'll be playing CS, and if I feel like something's off, I'll just change the height of the desk.
Okay, that is pretty good.
Okay, that's what I do. I used to hate having to change the height of my seat, because then there's no way to know exactly what worked, what didn't work, right? So I'll play CS, and, like, this height works. Tomorrow, I feel like I'm sitting weird. I want to change the height. Fucking who knows, because there's no mathematical way. Now I fucked up, you know, yesterday's thing too, because now I'm always going to be in this height. I don't know. I'm like OCD about that type of shit, I guess, right? So I just never did it, and I just thugged it out. Now I can feel it, and I can see the numbers, right? And whenever I want, I could revert it back to the original position that I always liked, because I know exactly what value it was at. I just click a button for a preset, you know? Aside from that, though, right? Like, that's a cool thing. I wouldn't say that's fire. That's cool, but not necessary. That's just me being OCD about playing CS. I don't stand as much as I used to. Reason being, I used to stand a lot when I was bored as fuck in these Zoom calls, during COVID for, like, class, right? Because just connect my fucking AirPods, and I didn't want to be... like, just sitting here and listening to this lecture. I'd want to pace around, but hear stuff. And then when I paced around, sometimes I need to... like, I hear something, I got to write this down. That's an important thing to put in my notes. But I don't want to, like, sit down. I don't want to, like, break my back, like, hovering over a standing desk. I have a bunk bed above me, too, so I'd, like... sorry, not standing, sitting desk. But I'd have a bunk bed above me, so I have to, like, fit into this thing. You know, now I've upgraded my setup, and I have a desk that I can use for any situation. The biggest upgrade for me has been the fact that it's just a bigger desk that fits a lot more stuff, you know, and it's not cramped anymore. It feels like, feels professional. Mm-hmm. But the standing portion of it is probably, I hate to say it, a little bit overhyped.
Okay.
I just don't do
see,
it.
So I'd say, like, I wouldn't, like, if overhyped is so, like, rude, I'd say it's just not fire.
Yeah. You know? We have to pick between the two, though. That's the point of this. We got to take an aggressive stance, be a man, and just pick a lane and commit to it.
Then overhyped. Then it has to be overhyped.
I'm going to say overhyped. Even though I still use it, I still sometimes stand in it. Really, it's not an everyday thing. And even when I do, I'll stand for 15 minutes and be like, all right, what are we doing? Like, I'm going to sit down now. You know, and it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Most of the time I'm using it in a sitting position. And if I really wanted to stand... go for a fucking walk, bro. Get away from the computer. Go for a walk. Like, you know, it's overhyped. it's not 100% exactly. necessary. But it's cool that I have it. I don't regret buying it at all.
It's good.
All right, what's your overhyped fire? All
right, so my first one is McDonald's.
That's a good one.
Like, I feel like everyone's like, yo, McDonald's and shit. Especially maybe because of more as when we were younger, but like, nah, bro.
Yeah,
especially because I work.
I gotta say overhyped, yeah.
Because I worked, bro, when I worked there, I didn't want to eat fast food, bro. Mostly McDonald's, but like, even just fast food in general, I was like, yo, this shit's fucking nasty, it's greasy, it's fucking ass.
Yeah.
And like, again, like, now I'm on my health shit, and like, I still do get fast food, whatever, but I like, kind of try to be a little bit more mindful of like, where I'm getting it, to an extent. Like, I still have Popeyes pretty often, because like, at work, it's kind of one of my only options.
Mm-hmm.
But, nah, yeah, like, I like going to like the mall or like a shawarma spot, like getting like something that like isn't super.
The craziest part too is that like McDonald's is supposedly like cheap. It is not cheap.
It's not, bro.
Like, that's what people say. Like, I remember in like high school, middle school, like watching these videos about like the rise of fast food and how like capitalism destroyed the health of our society because like it's so cheap that like, you know, anyone can have access to it, so it's targeted to poverty, and it's like, bro, I don't know, man. I feel like buying ingredients, like buying veggies yourself and making sandwich, like that might be cheaper than
meat sometimes gets expensive, but still, like, depends on what kind of meat you're getting. Yeah, as well.
Like, you can buy ground beef for about the same price as a Big Mac.
Yeah, and then it'll last you longer.
Yeah, you're buying a whole thing of ground beef, can make a whole like few days worth of chili at least.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how many. If it's just you, maybe. Regardless, depends on your portion size. A lot of factors. Regardless, Big Macs, you would think, are like somehow like $3-4 or something like that. They're not, dude. Buy a Big Mac meal, what is it, like $14?
See, Canada is more expensive, so it's fucking hefty.
Yeah.
Like, and then, sorry, you do have A&W or you don't have A&W?
They sell root beer, right?
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah, I've never... is it a restaurant, though?
It's like McDonald's, but just...
Yeah, I've never been, but I'm familiar with their logo because of the root beer.
Yeah, it's the root beer one. Yeah, exactly. So it's essentially McDonald's where they want you to drink root beer, but it's, you know, still has all the other shit for the most part. But, yeah, bro, there's one by my work. So, like I said, we have very limited options when, you know, at my work, especially because we only have 30 minutes for break.
Yeah.
But, So yeah, A&W is one of the options, bro. Literally, I went and I got no sides of nothing, actually no, I did get a drink, but it was like I think I got a coupon or some shit for it, so it was like a $1, $2 drink, but I still paid $22 after tax yesterday, $23 after tax, for a medium drink, and fucking two burgers. One of them was like supposed to be like a one of those cheap dollar menu double burgers.
Yeah, like a McDouble.
The other one was. Yeah, it was essentially a McDouble chicken or whatever.
I will say this, though. McDoubles are cheap, at least here. I feel like it's a $3 burger.
For us, I think now it's like $4.30 or $4.40 or some shit.
Mm-hmm. But that's also Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about the same. But even then, they're pretty small. But yeah, basically I got like a triple burger, like a proper burger. But then I got like a cheap side one that was like, yeah, essentially a McDouble, but like made with chicken. Bro, plus a small drink or medium drink, whatever it was. Bro, $22-$23.
Yeah, I mean, bro, that's how they get you too. I don't know. Overall, as far as like quality of McDonald's too, I've never been like too impressed. Their fries to me are not my cup of tea.
Yeah, they're okay.
Like people say McDonald's fries are goated. They're not exactly the type of fries that I even like, and they're not bad. But like so many times, the fries are hit or miss. I'll have like a bag of these thin fucking fries that are. Like, they have nothing. It's just air, and they're not even salted. And it's like, dude, this is like not good. I don't like these fries.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking burgers or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm never like.
I just like the sauce. That's
the chicken nuggets though are pretty good.
Yeah, those are pretty good, but they're expensive, bro.
I mean,
they're actually like very. They're like what a six pack is like what $5 in Canada?
Really?
Or some shit.
That's fucked. I feel like you can get a six pack for like $2.
Nah, it's kind of expensive. Like, do I have Uber Eats on my phone? Let me see if I can check what the price is right now.
I feel like there was a time where like a six piece nugget was like $1 something here.
No, I remember it being actually.
I'm checking my own Uber Eats too.
Yeah. McDonald's. Okay, McDonald's. Where's the McNuggets?
We're both fucking... I'm looking McDonald's as well.
McNuggets.
Okay, 10-piece nuggets for me is $6.79, and it's buy one, get one free. So technically 20-piece is
no,
for,
but that's,
is
that's,
for
$7. That's the Uber shit. That's the Uber shit.
Yeah, yeah, true. But still, like, you know.
Okay, bro. You ready for my pricing?
Yeah.
Obviously Canadian, whatever. 20-piece chicken nuggets is $16.70.
Jesus Christ. It's almost a... Is it a meal?
And that's the... Nope.
Bro, I'm looking... No, you're on Uber Eats?
Yep.
And you said it's how much?
Essentially almost $17 for a 20-piece.
We have to think about the fact that, first of all, it's Uber Eats. Second of all, it's Canadianese money. What I'm looking at right now, $16.19 USD, 40-piece nuggets.
Sorry, how much?
$16.19 for 40-piece nuggets.
But are you calculating with the free bullshit?
No. This is just like...
Oh, okay.
It's 40-piece... most popular, like, things on the menu, you know. Like, that's a little pricey, sure, but that's, like... That's cheaper than 50 cents per nugget.
Shit, can I bring up the regular menu?
Yeah, fucking fat asses talking about chicken. McDonald's pricing here.
Yeah, we're so fucking fat. Wait, yo, you tried those new... The one that... What actually makes me want to go in and try it? No, it doesn't have the price, but I'm pretty sure the prices are very similar, if not exactly the same, as Uber. At least for McDonald's. I don't know.
Regular 4-piece nuggets, $3.19. 6-piece nuggets is $5.49.
See, that's what I've been saying. $5 for 6-piece of chicken.
That's actually crazy. Yeah, it's like a dollar
that's
per
what I'm
fucking
saying.
Nugget,
bonkers.
Dude. Holy shit.
That's bonkers. Fuck that shit.
Wait, that doesn't even make sense. Why is 4-piece nuggets like $3.19, but then 6-piece nuggets is $5.49? It feels like...
So you can actually just get it cheaper if you just buy 2
4-piece. Yeah, if you buy like... 3 of 4. Yeah, if you just do the math right now, 319.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
I'm gonna do this. 319 times what? Times 3. That's 957. Whereas, yeah, bro, 549 times 2 is 1098. It's a whole dollar cheaper if you just buy 3 of 4 pieces rather than 2 of 6 pieces. But you know what it is? People usually just don't want 8 and 6 is a good balance. 4 is a little too little. So that's why it's probably, like, people just want 6 pieces, and that's why it's most popular.
Maybe I'm just a fat ass, but, you know, 6 ain't enough.
I agree. But at the same time, sometimes it is enough. I don't know. Eh. You know, like, listen, if I'm... Real talk right now. Real talk. If I'm trying to eat for pleasure, I could eat, like, OD.
Oh, I could go 20.
I usually eat OD, and I could fully just sit down and just eat 20 fucking nuggets if I want.
Yeah, 100%.
But if I'm, like, actually eating because I'm hungry and I'm, like, working, you can give me, like a piece of bread and 3 nuggets, and that'll... I'm not saying fill me up, but
yeah,
that gives
no,
me
you,
energy.
I feel you.
And then I go back to work and I realize, yeah, I'm good. Like 30 minutes later, I realize I didn't need more than that. Like, you know, that's the problem why people gain weight and shit like that is because, like, it's so much overeating. You don't even know it until it's too late that you overate.
Yeah, exactly. Because your body doesn't really sense it until, I think, 15 minutes later or some shit like that?
Yeah. It takes your stomach, like, 15, 20 minutes to tell your brain, like, enough, you know?
Yeah, we're
and, like, I could really realistically eat 4-piece nuggets right now. 4 pieces of nuggets. And...
Yeah.
Or 4 nuggets, technically. Regardless, eat that shit and I'll be good for at least a couple hours, which means I could survive off of like 12 nuggets a day. I really think that. You give me a four piece, 3 different times throughout the day. I'll be chilling, dude.
Yeah,
I might not be healthy, but I think I'd still lose weight. That's not enough to, like, you know. I don't know, dude. It's a good. I might do that to start dieting, dude.
I think I told you about how I've been going to the gym recently and stuff, bro. I've been trying to, like, crank it when it comes to just protein. Like, I'm trying to actually force myself to eat some food sometimes.
Yeah, you have to.
Like, no weird shit, bro.
You can gain muscle mass. Like, you have to just overeat like crazy, but...
Like, before the podcast, I had a protein shake. Like, I'm trying to hit... like, I don't know if you know too much about, like, protein percent or, like, grams per whatever and shit and food, but I'm trying to hit, like, 200 a day. Bro, it's kind of hard, low-key. because I got to like really crank it, because I weigh about like 170, maybe 165, 170. I've been like kind of chilling around there.
Yeah.
I have lost some weight, but I've put on some muscle, so I don't know what that has done to my weight. I haven't actually weighed myself in like 2 weeks or some shit. But yeah, bro, I'm just eating like literally in the last 2 days, all I've had is steak, chicken, couple sausages, and I actually can't think of I've had anything else. Not in 2 days, no. Like, if we go, yeah, 2 days from today. Yeah, 2 days ago till now, I've only had chicken, steak, and sausage.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to crank that shit, bro. I lied. 2 days ago, for dinner, I had chicken burger. The two burgers that I was talking about, and they had, like, bread on them. But aside from that, I haven't had, like, literally anything else.
Bread.
Why are you saying it like that?
You know, that it's not a meme, I think. I don't know. There's a thing where, like, people were just saying bread.
What the fuck?
It's like you say a monotone like that. Bread.
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 Guys, overhyped or fire film cameras. What I mean film cameras is... Yes, let's hear it. Weren't done with McDonald's?
Yeah, I was going to say, wait, so we're in agreement.
It's overhyped. Yes, overhyped, yeah. With 20-minute conversation about it being overhyped, I think
we're in agreement. I just want to go, you know, I just want to make a clear, concise, you know?
Clear, concise answer. Overhyped or fire film cameras, and by film cameras, I don't mean professional movie cameras. I mean filming on film, on physical, organic, crispy film rolls.
I feel like I'm about to disrespect this man right here.
Let's hear it.
I don't even know if overhyped. No, it's not even overhyped. I'd say fire, actually. Now I think about it, I was just being disrespectful with making that disrespectful comment. No, I mean, it's like, I don't really like, maybe it's because I'm not too much like focused on that kind of thing. No, I'd say fire. Like, I don't know if it's overhyped. Not really many people talk about it too much, but like, you've shown me like what I think you showed me the one thing that you did.
I showed you some things I did on film,
yeah. So, yeah, like, gas.
But also, what I showed you was like, the cheapest of cheap, like, home video film.
Yeah, so?
Like, there are movies that are... did you watch, like, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
That was on film?
That was fully on film. That director, Quentin Tarantino, he does everything on film, right?
Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, film, technically, you seen Oppenheimer? That's film. That, no, that one I didn't in see resolution, so. Is better than any digital camera has ever been able to produce.
Damn.
Like, film, to this day, is...
Oh, actually, objectively, I think I hear
about that. Better in quality. Like, that IMAX 70mm film is, I believe, mathematically, if you convert it to like digital units, probably like 18K resolution.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it's like X amount more than 4K. Like, it's extremely high quality.
It's like four and a little bit times more than 4K.
What's that?
4 point like something times more than 4K.
Yeah, probably. Like, all I know is, I wouldn't say film is overhyped or anything. It's fire, it's cool. You know, overall, it's not, like, digital makes it a lot easier for people to be able to express their creative ideas. Not only 100%. Just, like, in terms of accessibility, but also in terms of the actual production process. Like, even if you're a professional and money's not a question, like... it's still more difficult to film in film because you don't know until the day after what everything looked like.
Yeah,
you get fucking panic attacks. If you're like, if you work professionally, you shot in film, what if you made a mistake yesterday? We already filmed everything. You're sleeping and then you'll just get a nightmare. Like, oh, fuck, what if I fucked up that shot?
Yeah, now I have to redo
and
everything.
Like, you won't know until tomorrow how it looked. You show up and you're like, we're going to need a reshoot. You know, and then whose fault is that? It's your fucking fault, you know? I don't know, it's tough. There's a lot of DPs that are like, directors of photography that are just like, dude, fuck film, bro. It's so much easier on digital. Like, I don't know. Others are like very hardcore proponents for film. They think it's a lot better. It's the reason why movies are magical, is because you're literally combining a bunch of physical photographs in a certain speed to be able to mimic playing video, you know?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. But I don't know. I mean, I will still say it's fire. But
okay.
This isn't something I came out of my, Yeah, I asked ChatGPT and it suggested film cameras, and I'm like,
that's actually
an interesting one. I don't know. I would probably say fire, but I can understand why there's a debate.
Was Oppenheimer, was it Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Because there was a movie where it was like the film length was like a mile or some shit.
Yeah, you know that was Oppenheimer. I don't know if it was a mile with that. Or it was like something. But like, it's something just crazy. It's really big film, and it's also a really long film. So, really long movie, really big, large film in size. As a result, that whole roll was like massive. There's an extender, and like if you were to lay it all out, it's I think over a mile.
Yeah, I think that's the one thing. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
A mile is nothing, technically.
Maybe it was like 10 miles. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But
I remember it being some sort of like unit of miles or something. And it was like crazy to think about. Yeah, W.
Yep. W eats chat. All right. What's your next one? Is this your last one?
All right. So my next one is Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. I've had Chick-fil-A probably twice in my life. There's really? A lot What's of hype around it. Every time I've had it, it was okay. But I'm going to say overhyped.
Yeah, 100%. So, being Canadian, everyone who goes to America, they're like, oh my God, I got Chick-fil-A. Oh my God, Chick-fil-A. Yes, it is cool. When I came to Canada, I got it. I still do get it every now and then.
The sauce was good, too. You know, I mean, like, sauce in comparison to McDonald's, it's better. But they're making it seem like it's like a fucking Michelin-starred thing. Yeah. Like, it's better than McDonald's, sure, but like I don't know.
The bar's pretty low there.
Exactly. Like it's as an actual chicken place, like there's better chicken out there. You know? It's not mind blowing.
Yeah, and like the option, like yeah, if I want beef, like I just straight up can't. The milkshake's alright, not too bad. Some of them are really good, some of them are mid. But yeah, especially because like everyone overhyped it as fucking Canada. Nowadays, like it's just it's aight, bro.
Yeah,
like it's
literally
crazy.
Just aight.
Yeah, exactly. Like if it's a Sunday, even like I remember when it first came out, I was like, oh, it's Sunday, I can't get Chick-fil-A. Nowadays, I'm literally just like, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Don't give
like,
a shit.
Cool. Wendy's is down the block, bro, and I honestly low key prefer them. So like, fuck it, we going to Wendy's, bro.
Yeah, I'm saying overhyped.
Yeah. Also, like they're fucking because I'm gonna keep saying it over and over because I'm an idiot, but trying to eat protein and shit.
Yeah,
they don't offer regular strips because like nuggets is more breading per chicken, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the healthier option if I need something quick or whatever is getting chicken strips.
Yeah,
they only offer like spicy ones, and then sometimes it's either like it just A doesn't taste good or B will hurt my stomach, so I'm just like. Not to be a bitch or whatever, but it also just doesn't taste great for something that is spicy.
No, of course. We know you're a bitch, and that's fine. You're not a big spicy guy.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
You know what? No more podcasts. Season 8, season too late for Jack to redeem.
That was great. You did a good job.
That was terrible. That was
season 8, season great. How about that, bro?
Yeah, how about you? Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Steven, overhyped or fire, renting clothing.
Yeah, just leave the Discord call.
I'm serious.
Who the fuck rents clothing?
I don't know. You rent like a tux or something.
I take it back immediately.
That's my bad. Fold it under no pressure. What's your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that, dude?
I forgot.
I'm trying to think of other examples.
I thought I was thinking you were talking about like Supreme or some shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I just rented a pair of Dior's.
No, it's not that.
That's my bad. Tuxes, yeah, that's fine. Like, I could even see dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
Realistically, like, imagine, like, renting a wedding dress. Like, yeah, okay, special day, whatever. But, like, maybe, again, because it's the guy mind.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, tux, like, be cool to keep my wedding tux. But aside from that, like...
You're never going to wear it again, though, you know?
Yeah, like, very rarely, if not never. For what's it called? For prom, I honestly didn't spend that much money. I know some people who were spending, like, $500,
$1,000. Did you rent or did you buy?
No, I bought it. You the bought renting it. Wasn't really an option.
Yeah. How much did you buy yours for?
Okay, this is going to sound so poor, but like shoes, tux, I think tie. Tie might have been a little bit expensive, but I'll get into that later. And like the entire outfit aside from my underwear and socks were like $150 Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah. I did not
even get it. Canada knees pricing is crazy too. I don't know. I think my suit, and here's the thing, I don't remember where I bought it from. honestly. I think the suit was just like you know, whatever. I honestly, you know what I think it is? I think it was Calvin Klein.
Damn.
Is that good or bad? Because anytime I think Calvin Klein, I think that's a fucking underwear place.
No, that's designer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then I have a Calvin Klein suit.
At least at the very at minimal halfway designer, like bare minimum.
Yeah. All I know is that the suit wasn't cheap. It was like 300 USD.
Yeah.
So it's not expensive. It wasn't cheap, though. I feel like my tie was like 40, 50 bucks, maybe.
Jeez, big man.
Is that, I don't even know if that's a lot. Dude.
Okay, I want you to really think about what I just said. So 50 American. All right, let's say 40 American is 50 Canadian.
You bought, like a
$10
tie, bro?
Literally, okay, so my tie was...
$10 Canadian, too. That's like a
my tie was free.
Right there, bro.
No, my tie was free. So the prom date that I went with, she had like a custom dress or some bullshit. I don't remember exactly what happened, but apparently there was like leftover fabric from it. Wait, wow. Let me pull up my. Do I even have any pictures still of my prom?
That's fancy, bro. You had a fucking woman's leftover dress material as your tie. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think I have any prom pictures saved. Oh, actually, no. I could probably rip it off Andrew's Instagram. Let me rip it. I don't remember if it was the tie or just the pocket.
You don't need to do all that. I don't care about looking for it.
Alright, fuck it. All right, no. So this guy's just getting disrespectful. It was a bow tie. It was a blue bow tie.
Oh, it was a bow tie. Okay.
Yeah, a blue bow tie. But yeah, so I think I got that for free because they had like extra shit on it or whatever.
Gotcha.
Or like extra fabric, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, you get the gist of it. My entire outfit was 150 max Canadian, and you spent a third or more on just the tie.
Yeah. Granted, it wasn't a bow tie. It was an actual tie that
I can continue
to wear to this day. The suit itself, I might have outgrown a little bit. I did recently kind of wear it, but not comfortably.
Yeah, you want some pictures of you in it, or like
what?
Hmm.
What? I didn't hear what you said. Do I have pictures of it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you want to send me pictures of you wearing that suit?
You've already seen these pictures, man.
I mean, yeah, definitely, but
you have. Weird.
No, I know. I 100% know I have, and I probably have your prom pictures if I scroll up hard enough.
Just
want to
see them again, bro.
100%.
Fucking bum.
I want to see you nowadays in the prom suit.
What the fuck else is there? Shoes as well. I feel like I dropped like maybe 60 on shoes. I don't know.
Too bad.
That's not too crazy
not
or too
yeah,
cheap.
Not the worst.
Like they're normal. They're just like they're shinier dress shoes that aren't crazy fucking. You know, they're not crazy rich looking, but they look better than fucking if I showed up in sneakers. You know, so
yeah. That was basically my thought process. I think I spent like 35-45 on shoes. I was just like, yeah, whatever. I found these shits, they look like not too bad. They look nothing crazy, but they look, you know, clean.
Yeah.
So like, fuck it. I think I actually got them at Payless, if you know what that is.
Yeah, of course I know Payless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Payless is people make fun of Payless shoppers, but you know, I don't know.
I don't think they have it in Canada anymore.
I think they're done now.
I think they're done.
Anyway, there's gonna come a time where there's like kids that are like, what the fuck is Payless? And it's like, man, you missed out, dude. Like when you're a kid, you're given shoes, like you're 3, 4, 5 up to like 9 years old. Mm. Who's buying you expensive shoes? Even if your parents are rich, like your parents know that you're not gonna wear these shoes after the next 6 months because your foot's grow. Buy the cheapest shoes.
100%.
Like by the time you use them to the point where they rip apart, you're already gonna have outgrown them.
100%.
You know? I don't know.
1,000%.
But still, people were like, oh, you're wearing Payless shoes? Like, I don't even think anyone ever said that to me, but I knew
that.
Oh,
they 100% said it to me.
Yeah, 100%. Maybe someone said it to me. But I know that, like, I had, at a certain point, had shoes from Payless, and I was, like, embarrassed that I wore them. But it's
100% same.
Dude, what are we talking about? Like, we're 7. Like...
Yeah, bro. Like I remember people in grade like 5 were like, Steven, you don't have Jordans? like no, dickhead. Like, okay, high school, okay, whatever. Still kind of crazy, but you know, I can understand at that point you're like, you know, that's your shoe size basically for the rest of your life. Whatever. But yeah, motherfuckers, bro, were on me about not wearing Jordans in like grade 5 to 6 or some shit.
Yeah. So that's overall bonkers, overhyped or fire renting clothes.
Fire.
I'll say fire as well, because I understand the purpose. I've never actually rented anything. Yeah. Never rented a suit, but I can understand the purpose, especially for wedding stuff. Still 100%. Don't want to, you know, you don't want to, like, fucking buy a suit just to flex and be like, yeah, you know, fucking never gonna wear this shit again, right? Because when, yeah, exactly. What other context are you gonna wear your wedding suit at? It's just disrespectful to your wife too, right?
I mean, you guys can both pull up and like on some like.
Well, she's not gonna wear her wedding dress ever again.
On some anniversary show, maybe.
Maybe, but in public?
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know, dude. I don't think people do that.
I mean, yeah, probably not.
That's some sleazy shit, too. If you're out in public, people in public are going to see you in a wedding dress as a girl and congratulate you. And what do you say? Oh, actually, it's her 9th year anniversary. It's like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing then? Take the fucking dress off. That could be some
romantic shit, bro. Damn, yo. I'm sorry. Jack hates romance. No, damn.
I'm sorry if I'm disrespectful, but it's like, the amount of people that, like, congratulate anybody in a wedding dress, right? If you wear a wedding dress and you are not getting married right now, the vibe feels like you are fishing for, maybe not compliments, but, you know, interaction, positive interaction.
Damn, so, okay, I'm gonna take my idea for what I'm gonna do with my future wife and throw it out the window, apparently, damn, you
know. I don't know. Maybe I have a weird perspective on this.
12 years from now, my wife comes up to me. Oh my god, we should bust out the wedding dress and your wedding tux, and we should go on our 10-year anniversary to fucking whatever the keg. Nah, sorry, babe. Jack told me.
What do you do? You're gonna go what? You're gonna go on a date at a restaurant in your wedding dress?
Yes.
I don't know, dude. Most of those wedding dresses, you can barely fucking walk in them. You need someone to hold up the tail of it. You got your fucking veil. Okay, no, veil.
Aren't those shits half of them detachable?
What, the tail? The veil
the veil, but... No, I think some of them do.
I don't know.
I've seen some. Maybe it's not common practice and I'm just tripping balls, but...
It's not necessarily common for a part of your dress to detach. Like, you don't...
Yeah, maybe
it's
right,
not
maybe
like
right.
a... It's not like a thing where, like, there's some dresses where it's like a full semicircle around you, like a crown or some bullshit.
Yeah.
But that's different. Like, most wedding dresses, depends though, there's different styles. But I don't know. Regardless, you know, the veil detaches, sure. That's what attaches to your hair. You could pull off without that. But, like, if you got some fancy wedding dress, you're not walking the streets with them. You need full princess treatment. Like, you're not wearing that for a fucking, you know, 9th year anniversary. You know what I mean?
All right, I have another idea.
Yeah.
This is rated for things that are not supposed to be said on regular podcasts.
Okay.
So you walk in, so, you know, the happy anniversary, it's our 10-year anniversary, whatever. And then you walk into the, you know, you eat your dinner. She's like, oh, okay, I'll see you upstairs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You walk upstairs and she's in the wedding dress again. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
W bricked moment or no?
I don't fucking know. My main argument is about it being in public.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know.
It's less about... I'm just whatever. That's just a couple trying to fucking do their shit to spice things up. I don't care.
Do what, though? What are they going to be doing after that?
Get each other going. Get the blood flowing.
Where are they going?
They're not going anywhere. Dude, you got to shut up, man. What the fuck are you talking about? Listen,
I feel like this is rage bait enough for you, bro.
Yeah, it is, dude.
You're just fucking... my stupidity is rage bait.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have another overhyped or fire, or is that it? You have one more, I think, right?
Yeah. Let me think of it on the spot. Of course. You want to see the you want to see the creative juices? Wait, do you have any more or no?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Overhyped or fire? Steven has a podcast host. Closed.
So. Fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, fire. Hondo P.
W Glaze.
W Riz, bro.
Yeah? Explain why. I want you to actually back it up.
Don't
just try
guys,
to help.
Moving on to story time, guys.
At least I like story time. Fuck me.
Nah, I mean, listen, you're a great co-host, you're a great friend, and as a result, it would be a sin for me to say overhyped, even though deep down I think it's overhyped. guys, we each tell two stories. Could be one true, one false, or both true. Can no longer be both false. Steven, what does he say? Are you ready?
Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah, are you ready to rumble?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of the old CS thing. There was like some tournament in Poland, and this Polish guy was on stage, and he was like, "Are you ready?" And it, like, the crowd was silent, bro. It's the cringiest thing ever. I didn't. If you cringe at what I just did, watch the clip. It's gonna be even worse than the way he did it. And then just silence. Like, he's trying to get them hyped. Like, "Are you ready to rumble?" And nobody.
Not one person.
Everyone was like, "Woo, yeah!" Like, like three people clapped, bro. It's like, fuck, man.
That's
it's
rough.
Embarrassing.
That's rough.
Anyway, who shall begin, Steven?
I'll begin.
I am all ears.
Alrighty. Alright, story time. This story starts 2 nights ago? What day is today? Today is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, my friend.
But yeah, so Sunday night, whatever days that works out to be. I was at the gym doing my stuff, you know what I'm saying, looking good, you know the vibes.
Gooning and shit in the back.
Looking pretty.
Sorry.
Did you say gooning in the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gooning in the back, and then, you know, some shirty, you know, caught my attention. So she came up to talk to me, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I was fully unaware, so I was actually, like, in between sets of, curls and shit.
Yeah.
And she walks up to me and says, "Hey, how's it going?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm good, how are you?" And then she, like, I'm pretty sure she was coming to, like, ask me out or ask for my number or some shit. And me being me, I was just fully playing Pokemon Go. And she's like, "Oh, is that old game Pokemon Go?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I love playing it. And I play it all the time here because they got a gym here. And I might have, like, yapped a little too much for, like, 20 seconds. And she was like, "Oh, okay, cool. All right, have a good one." And she just fucked off. And I was like, "Oh."
Damn, dude. I hope that's not true. Was she cute, at least?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say false for... fingers crossed sake.
just for my, like,
but I called on that it was false. Actually, I called on and we're linking on Wednesday, you know, some bullshit. But overall, I believe everything that occurred, and I'm hoping that it's false because I don't want this to be the ultimate outcome.
What if it is true? Will you give me, like, a hug or some shit?
Probably not, but I'll send you a funny gif later.
Make me feel better from that?
Yeah.
It's just a Pokemon nerd gif or some shit?
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, alright, so that's story number one. Story number two, I had it written down. So story number two, this happened in elementary school, definitely grade seven. So this teacher was, like, low-key always a dickhead. I think I told you about how he was, like, making fun of me one time in gym class or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, old story though. But, yeah, so this guy, he was just, like, yelling at the class after, like, I think it was Manfrey who pissed him off. And, he was like, "You guys are always talking, and I have to tell you over and over and over and over." And this guy kept going on. He's like, "And over, to stop talking in my class." And then all you hear from me in the back was, "Yeah, you missed an end over," and he kicked me out of the class.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you would say that, though. I don't think you give off that vibe of you saying that. Sounds like something Ange would say.
Ange didn't go to my elementary school.
Yeah? Okay. Someone else, some other clown.
Manfrey was in that class.
Maybe Manfrey said it then.
Yeah.
He might say it too.
Plumbo might have been in that class.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know. Don't give the vibe that you would say that. So I'm gonna change out these answers. I'm gonna say this one's false.
Yeah, because one has to be true.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this one's false. The other one's true. Unfortunately.
So you think I'm a loser who no girl wants because I play too much?
No, I wouldn't say no girl wants. I think you just blew it because you were too locked in on some bullshit. She came up to you and you're just like, "Yeah, no, this is a great game actually." And then you're just silent. And she's like, and you're like, "Give me 1 second, I'm locked in." She's like, "Okay, I'm gone."
That'd be so chopped, bro. Like, "Can I get your number? Let me catch this Groudon."
Hold on 1 second. I hope that's not what happened, but it sounds like it was.
Oh my god.
Sounds like that's true. Second one, false. Let's hear it.
First story? False.
Okay.
None of it happened.
None of it happened. All right.
None of it happened, bro. Ain't no shorties coming up to
known.
You.
Ain't no shorties coming up to
hey!
You.
Hey! Should have known is disrespect. That's OD.
That's crazy.
Okay, we're skipping that. Fuck you, too. Story number one, yeah, true. I don't know why. I just felt like saying it that day, but I was just like, "Yeah, fuck it," and I just said it. And he just straight kicked me out the class.
What'd you do?
That was, I think that was actually one of, if not the only time I was ever kicked out of the class.
So you're kicked out of the class. What, do you just go to the cafeteria now? Like, what do you?
No, you just literally, he just told me to stand outside, and I just stood outside for like an hour.
What the fuck?
Or like, I don't remember. It was a long time. I was just standing in the corner, though. We were just chilling. I think I ended up just sitting down in the corner playing on like my fucking flip phone or some shit.
Crazy.
But yeah, this guy actually fully kicked me out for, like, it was like a minimum of like 35 minutes, 45 minutes.
Dude, that's a while too, bro. I remember when we were kids in my middle school, we had classes that were 45 minutes long. Mm. And sometimes there would be days, each day was a different schedule. Sometimes there would be days where like the same class you'd have twice in a row. So that 45 minute class would be an hour and a half. And I fucking hated those classes because it was the longest thing on the planet, because 45 minutes alone felt so fucking long. And then in college, I had a 50-minute physics class that I fucking loved, because I would show up. First of all, I just didn't mind physics in the first place, but like, it's still a class, you're forced to be here, whatever. Like, you're still like, ugh, fuck this. But like, dude, I wouldn't even have time to be able to blink and stop sweating, and suddenly the class is over. 50 minutes just flies, bro. And I remember noticing, like, dude, what the fuck were we bitching about as kids for 45-minute classes? Why were they so fucking long? I don't know. But, yeah, like, 45 minutes now, not very long time. When we're kids, though, if you were just sitting in one spot for 45 minutes, that must have been, that no wonder it felt like even longer, you know?
I think grade 7, grade 7 had a phone at that point. I don't even remember I don't think I had any games on it, though, so I don't even know what the fuck I did. And then, did I have an iPod at that point? I might have had an iPod that I just busted out of my pocket, but I can't actually remember. But yeah, it was like what you said, how there's like two sets of 45. It was like that. And I missed one whole 45, or like 35, whatever it was. I missed like one of those whole chunks, and then I also missed part of whatever was like just before it, like when he kicked me out, you know what I mean? And then I basically took us to, I think, like the end of the day or some shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was out there for a minute, because I remember, like, anytime someone would go to the washroom, they'd just be like, yo, I can't believe you said that shit, and I'd be like,
tee-hee.
Yeah, literally just tee-hee, and then just, yeah.
All right, Steven, my two stories. One of them has to be true. Story number one, I got my first ever ticket a few days ago.
Nah.
Had a little barbecue for my birthday. Parked up on a street where there were plenty of signs that said no standing.
Oh, you mean a parking ticket? But,
yeah, I just said a ticket. I didn't say what kind.
I took that different.
But regardless, there were like 50 other cars all parked right here at the no standing thing. It's a birthday barbecue. I'm thinking, whatever, bro, I'll move it later. Eventually later comes and I'm like, oh, let me check. And a few hours go by and yeah, there's a ticket. It's all good though.
How much was it?
$115. USD.
Can't tell if that was real or not. Also, 115 is hefty. Because I've gotten a lot of tickets in my day, especially because of like my dickhead neighbors and shit. Actually, basically, almost all just because of my dickhead neighbors. I think I've only, aside from like on that, my actual
sounded
street.
Like, the way you said dickhead neighbors sounded like you're saying dick, like instead of dick and balls, you're saying dick and neighbors like that.
What the fuck? No, dickhead neighbors, blood.
Dickhead neighbors. No, it's just, it sounded like dick and neighbors.
Nah, I feel you. But, yeah, I think the most expensive ticket I ever got was in Toronto, and that actually might have been my only actual parking ticket. Like, that's not, you know, on some bullshit. Now, that one was $150, but everything else was, they ended up upping the prices, like, later on. But I think it started off around, like, $60, and then I think the most recent one I got was for, like, $85.90. And that's Canadian. So, like, $115 American is kind of hefty, but, I mean, who knows. I'm going to say true, but I'm going to say true, because you're a very meticulous guy until it comes to parking. I've seen you. You're one of those New York mans, bro. You're like, yo, Steven, double park here real quick. And I'm like, oh, what? And then, you know, don't be a bitch. We're parking here. But, yeah, I'm going to say true, but I'm going to see what your other story is.
Okay.
If you hit me with a double true, that'd be crazy.
Story number two. Went to the store a few weeks ago and almost touched shopping cart tips with a stranger. Guy was Italian, so it was chill.
What am I listening to?
He said something like, place ain't got fucking lemons, can you believe it? And that was it. I got sucked into a 30-minute conversation with this guy. We talked about God. We talked about the origins of our names. His name is John. We talked about making peace with the cards we've been dealt with. It was actually a wholesome conversation. Story number
30
two.
Minutes because you almost bumped into the guy.
Yep.
False. Yeah, you're not standing there for 30 minutes talking to a motherfucker, bro. You're Jack, bro. You got places to be, money to make.
Who's to say I was forced into this? Who's to say I didn't
you
enjoy
literally
my
said, you literally said the words forced into a 30-minute conversation.
No, I got sucked into a 30-minute conversation.
Same difference.
No, it was like I wasn't planning on this being it, but suddenly God sucked me into this direction. And
yeah, all of this is you not wanting to. You saying sucked in, whatever. You don't want to be in this conversation.
All right. Yeah.
Don't backpedal now.
I'm misrepresenting what my exact emotions were.
You just misrepresented four times in a row.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're locked in. Story number one, true. Story number two, false.
Yeah. I don't like the way you asked that, but yeah.
Story number one, Steven, is true. It's a $115 ticket. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's fine. Whatever. Apparently, Val was there, and he was like, yo, you sure you don't want to repark? I thought that's what he was asking. Apparently, later, he was like, yeah, you didn't hear? There were, like, cops making announcements saying, if you parked on so-and-so street, you know, like, move your fucking car or whatever. And I guess what he said was like, oh, you should probably move your car. And I kind of went like, nah, it's fine. Fuck it. But I misinterpreted. Yeah. I thought he was saying, like, you sure? Like, you don't want to play it safe? And I'm like, bro, there's plenty of cars there. We're fine. Regardless, whatever, bro. I don't give a shit. It's fine.
Damn.
Story number two, Steven, was also true. I did hit you with a double truth. The guy was chill. We did have a great conversation. It was a fucking Italian guy. I don't know. Like, we just turned, and, like, we almost... you know, I was just kind of like, the way it started was like, I was, oh, sorry about that. And he was like, he sees me, and it's like, you could tell he just had a lot to get off his chest. At first, I'm like, whoa, he's about to go off on this. And he was like, it's all good, man. You know, this place ain't got fucking lemons. I started laughing. I'm like, they don't got lemons? He's like, no, they don't got lemons. Now I got to take a fucking 20-minute detour to another supermarket. I'm like, man, what are you gonna do? You know, maybe it was meant to be that way. Maybe God wanted you to fucking have this conversation. Maybe God wanted you to go to that supermarket to meet that person. You know, who knows? He's like, I'll tell you this about God. And he's a pastor. He plays music. He plays rock and roll music and sings about God out in the city. And he invited me to come. We spoke about my name being Jack, his name being John. How there's the similarities of that. You know, I don't know. It was a great conversation. I don't know if it was exactly 30 minutes, but it was longer than I wanted it to be potentially. But I don't regret it. You know, it was a good experience. Guy was like 60 something.
Yeah,
he looked 50 though.
I'm good for him.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, stop talking about my man crush here, and let's get over to trivia question.
Not me.
What?
Not me.
Dude, who said I can't have multiple fucking crushes, dude? Who said I can't multi-goon, bro?
Okay. Yo, real quick, you know what that just kind of reminded me of, though?
What?
Like, you having a man crush on a pastor? Bro, there was one time in high school, you know who I'm talking
about? Literally, never say that again, because...
That's what you just said.
With the history of the Catholic Church, you can't... You can't say stuff like that. I hope you realize.
Technically, they're the ones who start the crush.
I don't have a man crush on a pastor or a priest. All right, it was an engaging conversation with someone who happened to be a man of God.
And you were the one who said man crush.
I mentioned. Yeah. All right. Fine. Whatever.
See, you keep just lying to me today.
I'm not gonna argue with you. You're misinterpreting things that I'm saying. I'm not communicating myself effectively tonight. It's not even night, bro. What am I saying, dude? What am I saying? What were you going to say?
Check your phone, but I said you were lying a lot to me today. Now look at your phone.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, I guess, for comparing me to said person.
Type. But, yeah. Moving past that. But yes, speaking about pastors and shit, this one guy in our high school, and you know this person, like, you know of this person.
Mm-hmm.
But he was talking to a girl, starting to go out on dates with a girl, whatever. Then, she left him because she's like, no, I want to be closer to God and stuff like that. And then he just looks at us all sad and he's like, what does Jesus have that I don't? Bro, we have to lock in for that one, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, that's thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy my little stupidities.
I did. Yeah, I appreciate it all the time. Let's digress to trivia now, Steven.
Oh, let's get it. Oh, it's my turn.
You want to begin? Yeah, I might as well begin.
Yeah, that's a little bit my bad. That's my bad. I'm so just like captivated by you. You know what I'm saying?
You could like save that for the podcast. You know?
Yeah, that's a little bit my bad. All right. So, trivia question number one: what is the most populated city in the world?
Ooh. Okay. Should be easy.
So we've got Tokyo,
should be
Mumbai,
that.
New York,
oh.
or Beijing.
Fuck. Ah, fuck. It's not Tokyo. Fuck, dude. I thought I was like, oh yeah, Tokyo. And now I'm like, but China's the one with the big population, and so is India. I feel like India just took over, too. So you got Mumbai, which also, is Mumbai even India?
I don't know. I searched on Google.
And what was the other one other than Beijing, Tokyo, and Mumbai?
No, New York.
Yeah, it's not New York. Alrighty. I'm going to say... Dude, my gut was like fucking Tokyo here, you know? But am I like overthinking it? Is it just not Tokyo? I'm saying Beijing. Could be very wrong, but let's hear it.
Oh, sorry. By the way, this is on this list.
Okay.
So it's not like total. It's just...
Like, I just sort of thought in general, like, Tokyo is the biggest city, I just thought number one in the world anyway. But I might be wrong. You know what? I'm going back with my gut here. Locking in Tokyo.
Tokyo is incorrect.
Beijing.
Yeah, it's Beijing.
Yeah, I should have. I don't know why my gut was saying Tokyo. I guess it's because it's actually a big city, like, it's a metropolis? I don't know. It's like a bunch of different cities combined into one city. So it's like the size of like six New Yorks, you know? And it's like, holy shit. But still, should have probably thought China with that one. It is what it is. Good question. I like the fact that you're giving me geography. You're giving me questions that I enjoy answering. I'm going to give you questions you enjoy answering. I'm returning the favor, Steven.
Let's go.
Which of these Pokemon was not part of the original 151?
I'm so locked in, bro. Easy. Go.
Is it choice A, Kabuto?
Okay.
Choice B, Porygon.
Next.
Choice C, Hondur. Choice D, Tangela.
Did you say Hondur?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, it's... I know nothing.
I'm so locked in, bro.
I know nothing about any of these names, but I'm glad that you're excited.
You said it a little weird for a second, so I was like, did he say Hondur? And I was like,
Hondur? Hondur?
So, like, you pronounce the A a little bit like...
I'm thinking of my car all the time, you know?
Type. But see, Hondur is. Hondur is not.
Hondur. Gotcha.
Or Hondur.
It's spelled like Houndur, though.
Yeah, Hondur. That's how most Houndur. People pronounce it. Hounder.
Gotcha.
Oh, I was so locked in for that one, bro.
Yeah.
My bad. I got a little brick.
No, you're good, bro.
That's my bad.
I'm all out of Pokemon, by the way, now. So
fuck.
I'm hitting you with geography after this as well.
You know what? No, fuck you. I'm going to go to Pokemon now.
No. Please. I know nothing about Pokemon.
No. Alrighty, boss man. Oh, where did my list go?
I'm intimidated. Oh,
what?
You preface something with boss man, bro? Yeah. What's coming next, dude?
Can I just call you boss man? Is that a problem? Alright. What are the top... let me try that again. Top most visited country last year, 2024. So we've got France, Spain, US, and China.
The fact that Chad doesn't make this list is crazy.
It's not even the top 10.
Let me hear these again.
I'm looking at the whole list right now. France, Spain, U.S., China.
France, Spain, U.S., China.
Yes, sir.
U.S., fuck it.
That is incorrect. That is number three, sir.
Out of these four?
Total, yeah.
But are all of these top four?
Yeah, they're.
Fucking
I got kind of lazy with it.
France...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It was between France and US for me.
Really? I would have thought China, to be honest. Like, that's what I thought off-rip.
Yeah, China, you know,
It's got a bad rap. I should guess,
yeah. Yeah, and that as well, but I was also going to say the CCP.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Spain was one of the ones that I was thinking. And I actually would love to visit Spain. Spain's one of those that I kind of want to visit in the future one day.
I can respect that. Like, if you're not too busy going to Florida and shit.
Exactly, exactly. Might be going twice this year, by the way. Not to flex, okay. I'm just saying. All right. Okay.
I don't remember that.
So I'm grateful that I'm at least getting these on the second go around.
You know? Yes, sir.
Let's see if you continue your trend on the first go around. Bungie. Steven, which of these countries does not border the Mediterranean Sea?
Option C, fuck it. I don't know, man.
Choice A, Albania. Okay. Choice B, Syria. Choice C, Jordan. Choice D, Tunisia.
What was the first option again?
Albania.
Albania, yeah.
You don't think Albania borders the Mediterranean Sea?
Hell no.
It does.
Oh, fuck. I really got locked in when you said that, bro.
Yeah.
Jordan. No, I feel like Jordan does. I don't know, actually. Fuck. So we got Jordan. What were the other options?
Syria, Jordan, Tunisia. B, C, and D.
Tunisia.
Choice C?
Yeah. No, choice Tunisia, D.
Oh, choice D. Incorrect.
Was it choice C the whole time? It was choice C. Set up for it? Of course it was.
It was Jordan. Jordan initially was choice D for me, and then you said choice C, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to move it to C.
So you actually fully fed me the right answer, and then I just...
Yeah, I moved it to C for you, and you just didn't bite.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, the reason I got confused because Tunisia on my script is C. That's why when you said Tunisia, yeah, I was like, oh, it's choice C. And you're like, no. The one that is actually correct. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, well, you're wrong. All right, let's hear your last question of the afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. My last question of the afternoon is, what was the most sold car in America in 2024?
Honda
car,
Civic.
And I'm removing all trucks from this. All right, so Honda we're just Civic. Glazing. So we're just glazing. I count SUVs though. Honda anything Civic. anything under a truck, you understand them.
Yeah, I understand. Honda okay. Civic.
And most sold vehicle, not truck. So you're saying Honda Civic?
Let's see. Let's hear the choices.
All right, Toyota RAV4, the SUV.
Okay.
Hyundai Elantra, car. Honda Civic. I wonder what that is. And the Toyota Camry. There's no way you don't know what that is.
That's the better version of the car you have, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like you know the Accord. It's like the Accord of Toyota.
Yeah, no, I was joking. I was just making fun of your car. I'm going to say...
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, thanks, man.
Listen, if I'm going to make fun of you, it's going to be on my own accord, all right?
Shut the fuck up. It's going to be on my... What the fuck was that, dog?
It was a laugh.
Yo,
I'm gonna
hey, Pastor... Say, Pastor... what was his name? Pastor John. We got a demon over
get
here.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm going to say it's the Camry.
Yeah? Incorrect.
Yeah. Incorrect?
Incorrect.
Your stats are wrong. Okay. I just asked ChatGPT and it said I was right, so whatever.
Did it actually?
No. What are the other choices? Civic?
The RAV4, Civic, and Elantra.
Fuck. Alright, RAV4.
Yeah, it's the RAV4.
Yeah.
That one surprised me.
I should have thunk about it in regards to you bringing up the fucking subs, bro. That's what they're called? SUVs?
Yeah, sub. Yeah. But I also just didn't want you to be like, oh, why is there an SUV on there?
Exactly.
Like, no, okay. Yeah.
You're like, I'm just going to throw an SUV in this list. Don't lock in on it.
Fucking or like this year, the F-150 was the best. And I was like, okay, let me also classify the fact that like I'm not putting like trucks on this list.
Yeah.
Because I think I did that last year for 2023. And then like F-150 was like obvious.
Okay. Well, Steven, with that being the case, here is my last question for you and our listeners for the day/night. Guys, which of these cities is the furthest north? Is it choice A, London? Choice B, Montreal? Choice C, Seattle? Choice D, Berlin? Berlin? I don't know. Or is it choice E, just City of Jack, I guess?
Wait, sir, what was the question?
Which of these cities is the furthest north?
Oh, north. Okay.
London, Montreal, Seattle, Berlin, or the City of Jack?
London, Montreal, Berlin. What's D? City of Jack?
D was Berlin. Seattle was C.
Oh, Seattle, right. Sorry. Okay, not Seattle, obviously. That's in fucking America. And Montreal would obviously beat that off rip. London, I don't think so. I think it's down to Germany. Is it? No, France is... Fuck, I'm trying to think of what a map looks like right now. Fuck. I think it's either Germany or Canada. Fuck it, Canada, but I don't think that's right. Montreal. Is it right?
You are incorrect. Montreal is more south than Seattle.
What?
No.
Actually, you might be right. Anyway, fuck Seattle, though. No offense. But let's go with Germany.
I'm looking at the map right now, and specifically Berlin within Germany looks like it's a little bit higher, but I think that's just the fact that the map is a little...
Yeah, the map is kind of weird.
You know, it is incorrect.
So it is Seattle.
It is not Seattle. It looks like the city of Jack is... Okay, no, it looks like it's London that is higher than all of the aforementioned.
Did you actually, like, ChatGPT just to make sure...
ChatGPT is saying it, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, is Berlin more north than London? Let's see what Google says. Berlin is located more north than London. Okay.
Oh, so it is.
All right, well, ChatGPT was wrong, I guess, in terms of choices. But, like, it's also, they're close to, like, it's very hard to tell, but, I don't know. It could be because of the curvature of the planet, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless, I guess you're still right in some regard, except for the fact that Montreal was wrong.
Yeah. Alrighty, then.
Alrighty, guys. Yeah, that's the end of the episode. We ended on a confusing note, but that's fine. That's the Unfunny Before We podcast. That's al natural, you know, a la carte type beat. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, guys. I'm a little fucking out of it. I'm zoinked. I'm scooped. I don't know what I'm doing.
Scooby dude.
Yeah. Guys, we will see you in 2 weeks for Season 8, Episode 3. Yes, for now, sir. In the meantime, go listen to some other podcasts that are actually good.